Showtime, ladies and gentlemen, as they say in these New York City streets. Let's have today's conversation. It is a hybrid of the Product of Soul and a Style the Legend conversation. I am joined here by my main man, Mannequin. And I'm also joined by some of the pieces in my own wardrobe that you see here on the rack. I don't know if you can spot it. Hang on. All right, you can see the rack there. All right, so we're going to have three smart things that we're going to do this season to be ready, or right now, to be ready for the summer, to look and feel our best. If you are an ambitious professional, a startup-preneur or a founder, and you are out there, even if you're in sales, you're out there face-to-face and interacting with people. And one of the dangers of being out and about is being easy to forget. And one of the ways to be easy to forget is not looking and standing up for yourself as remarkable, okay? And one of the easiest ways to do this without having to say a word is in the wardrobe, all right? So let me share with you guys some stats that might get you excited and might freak you out a little bit, because I think if you are on the U.S. side, the United States side of these statistics, you're going to have a different perspective. So let's talk about it. So according to a poll by London retailer Marks and Spencer, men and women spend anywhere from 13 to 17 minutes a day of their work days, weekdays, deciding, and I would add, and thinking about what to wear to work. Okay, let me say it again. Men and women spend anywhere from 13 to 17 minutes a day of their weekdays deciding what to wear to work. Okay. Now, I'm just going to leave that. All right? You do with that what you want to do with that stat. I've got some comments about it in a moment. Over 25% of those who were surveyed. Jacob, welcome back. Good to see you. Yeah, I know. well, you know, 13 to 14, 17 minutes, it's a long time. But let's really think about this, right? Because there's deciding what to wear, and then is actually putting it on only to discover that it doesn't look right, and then making the decision to wear something else. So I think there's some things that are missing here. I think Lorenzo is also in the building. Good to see you, Lorenzo. Welcome, welcome. All right, so over 25% of those who were surveyed have thrown, watch this, have thrown tantrums. Do you hear me? They have thrown tantrums and clothes around because they've been so frustrated trying to figure out what to wear. What did I just say? I told you. You put it on and then you're like, this doesn't look the way that I thought it was going to look. Arr, right? So they've thrown tantrums, thrown clothes around. Now, watch this and hear this. On weekends, they supposedly spend 14 minutes deciding what to wear out on a Friday or a Saturday. Some estimated to be at least 20 minutes. Okay, this is one of the stats that I feel some type of way about, okay? I don't know how they're dressing up in London, right? Because this is according to a London retailer and that collective of humanity. But over here and these side of the streets, I have a hard time believing that the average person is spending 14 minutes deciding what to wear on a Friday or Saturday night. Now, I can speak to this because I have been on the retail luxury sales side of clothing, especially for men and women, okay? And it takes hours, listen to me, it takes hours for some of the men and women to pull together the look. Now, I can get this. I can understand this. I can understand if, because you've taken the time to curate the look, which is part of my role as an image consultant, style advisor, right? I can understand if we've taken the time together to curate and pull together the looks. And because that's what some of the guys and gals who've reached out to me or that I've worked with have asked for support with, right? Because they don't want to take that time on their day-to-day or weekend-to-weekend or event to try to figure out what to wear. They want that thought process to be handled already. This is why we take the hours of time to pull together this look, to go into the fitting room. How does this make sure the tailoring is right? So that when it's showtime, when it's time to go to the meeting, when it's time to go to the gala, when it's time to go to the soiree, to go to the rooftop event, there's really not a lot to think about because it's already been handled, done, right? So, yeah, I see the comments here. So, all that said, I think if you don't work with a style advisor or an image consultant, it can take you a little bit longer because what I've heard, and this is from talking with clients, is that they're usually so frustrated trying to figure out and feeling like they don't have a lot in the wardrobe or in the closet to pick from, right? They're frustrated, feel, oh, I've worn that already. I'm too big for this. I'm too thin for that. Or that's too revealing. That's too not appropriate for this event. Whatever the thing is, right? There's that noise that's there, which is why I would say it has to take more than 14 minutes deciding, right? I mean, some people think spend the whole week starting Friday, whether it's Friday afternoon or Thursday. Oh my gosh, I got this event Saturday night. I don't know what to wear. That's also time, in my assessment. That's also time trying to figure it out, right? And unless you identify ahead of time, oh yeah, I'm going to wear this with that. It's not going to take you 14 minutes. It's going to take you some time, right? I mean, gentlemen, for those of you who've had to wait for a partner, significant other, right? Been in the car or, you know, waiting in the living room or wherever you have to wait. Are you ready yet? No, I'm just trying to figure out what goes with this. You're like, yeah, you're not even dressed, right? So somebody said it kind of correlates with how you see some successful people wear the same thing every day. Yep, because they don't want to take that time. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Correct. So that being said, let's get into these three smart things that we want to do in order to look and feel our best this season before the summer begins. This also applies for fall and winter and, of course, spring. But let's get into it as we enter last weeks of spring going into summer. Okay? All right. So first things first, with arranging the wardrobe, rotation or positioning of the items that you have matters. The things that have to be within reach is what you're going to wear for the season. The spring, the summer, it's got to be within reach. You got to be able to reach in less than 3 seconds, right? If we're talking about efficiency here, got to be able to reach and grab what you're looking for, okay? And you don't want to have to be doing one of these, shifting in the closet, trying to figure out what item you're going to pick, right? Am I making sense? So I'm going to give you an idea when I talk about shifting and moving things around, all right? I've got some things to make it a little bit easier. Got the official mirror music in the building. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. Some of the things you want to start moving if you haven't already moved it, right? So I'm just going to give you an example. So this jacket here, right? You can maybe tell from the texture, right? This corduroy jacket, it serves me well going into the fall, coming out of the winter, right? Layered on with another outerwear piece, okay? But it's time for it to be put into the deeper part of the closet, depending on how your closet is arranged, right? There's a section, depending on how it's set up or how it's designed, that's usually closer and within reach, right? If you have a walk-in closet, it's got a certain geometric setup, an architectural setup, where you know the parts of the closet that you have to take a few extra steps to get into versus the right there moment that you have when you walk into your walk-in closet. So this is going to go into the deeper part of the closet that I can't reach, and I don't want to have to sift through to try to figure out what I'm going to wear, okay? So that has to go, all right? That's just giving you an example. If you've got half zips, right? See this half zip here? Half zip. These are pullovers. Depending on how light it is, they're really nice to have when you're traveling, right? If depending on how you like to wear. I prefer a full zip, only because if I get too hot, I want to be able to not have to, right? Have to pull the shirt over, or pull the sweater over my head. So I prefer zip ups. But you know, sometimes I will rock a half zip like this one, and it works. But if it's thicker than needed for the season, yes, you have to put it in the far parts of the closet. Okay. Now, if you got some of these hanging around, right? Depending on where you live, you see this waffly Henley, right? See the buttons there? This waffle type, you got pieces like this. They either need to be folded away, put into a trunk, or if you prefer to have them hung up, you can put them in the far parts of the closet. Okay, give them the idea. In exchange for, now, what should you have rotate coming closer to you? See this thin merino wool sweater here? I prefer cardigans like what you see here, right? See this cardigan sweater? Again, similar for the same reason that I don't want to have to, some people like a crew neck, a thin crew neck sweater to wear and to pull over. And that works based on how your body temperature works and fits with it. Great, right? For me, a half zip speaks more to the aesthetic that I'm shooting for and what I'm going for and what feels right for me, okay? So a thinner version of this, you can kind of sense works for the season. So you want to have these be closer on those days when the temperature drops, or if you're traveling and you just need a layer to wear underneath a blazer, or you would just want to wear it by itself. A thin cardigan like this really, really matters. So this is what you want to have closer to you in the wardrobe or in the closet, okay? All right. Benjamin, welcome, welcome. Good to see you. All right, we're talking style today, so you might appreciate this conversation. Of course, whether it's a cotton button-down collar, like what you see here, okay? Cotton button-down collar shirting, or an Oxford, very lightweight. These are also what you want to have in the closet and be closer to you, right? The shirt conversation, that's a whole thing in and of itself as far as like shirts that you really must have for the season. But pieces like this, you want to start bringing closer. Later on, we can talk about, you know, care of the garment and having them ready so that you can pull off those 14-minute thinking about what to wear moments, okay? But if you don't have it all curated and pre-curated or thought through, you're not going to have, you're going to be there 45 minutes and you're still not going to know what to wear, okay? And be frustrated. So, all right, so these are the pieces, right, that we want to have. So I talked about, so the first smart thing in preparation is arranging the wardrobe, right? Doing the wardrobe edit where you can have, you know, things get moved around, the winter stuff, fall stuff, whatever, it's got to be out of reach, okay? And the things you want to have closer to you, I know it sounds super simple, but it doesn't necessarily happen, right? Which is why people bring me to work with them on setting things up. You got to have the stuff that's just within reach, right? You don't want to have to think in the morning about what to wear. You don't want to have to think in the evening about, okay, I'm transitioning and I got to go out to this event. You want to minimize that time loss, okay? So very, very important. Second thing, your relationship with your dry cleaner or tailor, okay? So this is really, really key. Some pieces, you've worn them for the winter and they have to go, yeah, they go through the cycle. Either from wearing them during the winter, they've gotten dirty or needs to be mended, torn, whatever the case might be. You've got to walk it, take it over to your dry cleaner and say, okay, I need this to be stitched or repaired, or this button to be replaced, or this to be, you know, let out, or whatever the details are, the things that you just haven't had time to do. Now is the time to walk stuff over to that dry cleaner or to your alteration. If they do alterations there, now's the time to do that, right? To have them alter things in preparation for the next season. You don't want to have to wait till the fall. Again, if you want these stats to be true for you of 13 to 17 minutes deciding what to wear and et cetera, right? And not having to try something on only to realize that you can't button it, right? Take heed, okay? So that being said, example, right? So these pants, just kind of found them lying around. You ever like just have stuff, you're like, when did I get that? Oh, is that somebody else's? Did I get that as a gift? All right, so these pants here, right? I love the pattern on these, okay? I always like interesting fabrics. All right, so these pants, the thing about these pants is that when I tried them on, they were tight and not, they didn't fit right, okay? So during this time of year is the time to go also to have alterations on pieces like this. And what I mean by alterations is I'm going to just show you the inside of these pants, okay? So you see the inside here, there's a fabric. This is along the back waist of the pants, right? And inside of these pants, see this? You've got this much fabric. There's a fabric that pulls on each side and it's like split down the middle. Like there's a seam here and the fabric, right, folds over. It's like kind of folded in on itself, right? If you are someone who's been in the tailored clothing world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If this is new to you, it's okay. It's what we're here for, right? Learning and growing. All right, so that fabric, if you need a little bit more room, you put on some, you know, some diesel muscles, all right? Let's call it that, right? Over the course of the winter, and you need it to be let out, now's the time to ask your alteration specialist or your tailor to give you a little bit more room. And if you have that much fabric there, that means they can let it out, like they can open up the stitch and give you a little bit more room in the waistband, okay? All right, so that's just the waistband. Other parts of the body that the pants might need repair is, you know, throughout the leg of the trouser. So if I were to turn this inside out, let's go here. Again, these are, you know, styling secrets that some might not be as familiar with. In the case of this, these pants, if you look on the inside, right? I just turned it inside out, okay? If you look on the inside of these pants, you can see here, you see the fabric? You see how there's not a lot on each side. It's barely just shy of maybe half an inch or a quarter of an inch on each side, okay? If I needed more room, which I wanted, in the legs or the calves, I don't have a lot of fabric there. So this is pointing towards, I have to, you know, either give this to someone or it's time to take it to the, you know, thrift store and give it away, okay? So you may have to make similar decisions, right? So this dry cleaning cycle is a combination of getting things cleaned, taking things that need to be cleaned that you haven't had time to do all winter and maybe you just couldn't. So you got to get that all cleaned up, taken to the dry cleaner and have them do the dry cleaning, okay? Things that need to be stitched, let them stitch. In the case of pants, sometimes in the seat or the crotch, sometimes you, if you have your favorite pants, what happens is the fabric gets thin and it gets worn through and you need it either to be patched up or you just got to say goodbye, okay, to those trousers. So those are some of the changes, some of the alterations that you want to take into consideration doing during the winter. The other thing, last but not least, something that's mission critical, okay? Let me just share with you guys. Let's talk about footwear, and this is the last of it, okay? So footwear-wise, one of the things we want to take into consideration is that whether you have, you know, the Chelsea boot is one of the favorite go-tos for winter for guys, right? And for gals as well. So over time, if you've worn them long enough or often enough, you know, the heel or the front of the shoe, I don't have a pair nearby to show you, starts to wear away. If you want to prevent that, you're going to need to put taps on, but you want to bring out the Chelsea boots, you want to bring out your summer shoes and kind of, you know, measure the condition. For the stuff that's, you know, fall, winter, you want to get them sometimes resoled, as in the sole get replaced, or refinished with taps being put on the front, being put on the back, so you can store it away in preparation for fall and for next winter. For the spring, however, let me just grab this, hang on. All right, for the spring, there's the loafers, all right? So these blue loafers that you see here, these are some of my favorites, right? Okay, and I put some work on these a little bit, but these, what I've done, because I know they had a leather sole, is I put a red, see that red? I put a red, you can pick colors depending on who you're working with as your shoe cobbler. You can pick colors. I chose to put a red, partial red bottom on these as an extra layer of protection to allow the shoe to last, because I knew that I would be doing a lot of walking in these shoes, okay? The other thing that I chose to do was, see the toe box. Let me get my other shoe here. Yes, here we go. So you see the toe at the top of this, I had the taps put just on the toe. Some people are anti-tap. They don't want a tap on the shoe. They don't care. I get it. Okay. I prefer just to take the precaution of having the taps put on there to give me more, what's the best word for this? To give me longevity. Because I know, depending on how much you may walk, I know based on how much walking I do, that sooner or later I would start to rub away at the tip of these shoes. Same thing with the back. See that? Okay. So that being said, your shoe care, that's the third smart thing to do for the season, has to be done in preparation of what you know your lifestyle is going to be like. Okay. If you know you're going to be doing a lot of, you know, walking, networking, you know, here in New York City, it's a lot of sometimes being on the bus, being in the Uber, being on the train, walking here, walking there. I know that that's going to be hard on the bottom of the shoe. So I do my preparatory activities to just make sure that I'm ready for that, right? Again, to give you an example, one thing that can happen is when you're about to take a pair of shoes that you know really works well with a look, and you look and you're like, oh man, these shoes are going to get destroyed. Maybe it's raining, or maybe you know you got a long walk and you haven't tapped them, or they get really thin, right? Now you know you're going to eat away at the sole and make it difficult for your shoe cobbler to retap it without the tap kind of leaning, you know, a particular way, right? So these are things that I am detailed about that I'm sharing with you, because if you can put these things into practice, you can allow yourself to enjoy the benefit of these 13 to 17 minute windows of time where people are spending thinking about what they're going to wear, right? Now, there's two ways to think about it. If your wardrobe isn't really that deep and you're happy with how everything fits and it's pretty monochromatic, sure. But if you have some sense where you feel like, I really do want to show up a little bit different, right? I do have more of a statement that I want to make. Then you want to start thinking about what your wardrobe is going to look like as you enter the season, right? It's going to get warmer. Okay, great. What are some looks that you can, you know, adopt that will allow you to look cool and stay cool and still have the hottest look of the season? See what I did there? So anyway, that said, this is important to do this thinking ahead of time so that you don't have to do it just before you have to leave the house. All right. If you have any questions, I am available to answer them. And the best way to reach me in the description section of this video and or what you might see across the screen, depending on what platform you're seeing this on, there's resources for you to be able to use to start styling your legend and or book an appointment so you can have a consultation so you can see how we can help you in styling your legend, all right? And also being now a productive soul because you don't have to use that much time getting dressed, okay? All right, thank you guys for being on. I look forward to hearing from some of you who have questions, and if there's specific topics you want me to cover, certainly let me know so that I can incorporate and include them in future conversations. All right, thanks a lot.